your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
A train driver's being hailed a hero after managing to stop another train hitting the one he'd been driving when it derailed in Kent. Joe's got the details for KMFM.
Well, the front carriage of the train came off the track near Chilham after hitting a herd of cows which had strayed onto the line last night. Five of the animals died and 70 people were led to safety. It's now emerged the train driver jumped out of his cab and ran down the track to stop an approaching train when he realised his radio wasn't working. South Eastern have told KMFM the line is likely to stay closed until at least Wednesday whilst the train is removed and the track is assessed. Replacement buses are running between Ashford International and Canterbury West.
This is KMFM News.
Police searching for a missing seven-year-old in South Yorkshire say they've found a body. Conley Thompson went to a park in Barnsley to play with friends yesterday but didn't return home when he was supposed to. Locals have been helping search for him overnight, but Sky's Gerard Tubb has been at a nearby building site where the discovery was made.
Suddenly work stopped. That was when the police moved in. They sealed this road off. There were more than a dozen police vehicles here earlier this morning and more have arrived since.
Nadil Mans denied killing his wife after being charged with her murder. 36-year-old Mariola Cudworth's body was discovered in a field in Eastry in May, 11 days after she was reported missing from her home. 34-year-old Jonathan Cudworth from Northbourne has been remanded in custody and is due to go on trial in December. Officials in the US say there'll have to be an autopsy to work out exactly how the daughter of Whitney Houston died. 22-year-old Bobby Christina Brown had been in a coma since being discovered unconscious in a bath in January.
KMFM News.
An investigation's continuing after a man in his 40s died when a car crashed into a wall in Rochester following a police chase. The vehicle had failed to stop for officers on Delsey Road on Saturday night. It later hit the wall outside the Watts Almhouses on Maidstone Road. Sandra Miller saw the emergency crews at the scene.
We were driving, trying to come up the road and saw two fire engines and a very serious looking police barricade, and that obviously alerted us to the fact that something really serious had happened.
The family of a young mother who fell ill while in police custody and later died have revealed she died of a rare infection. Laura Snellgrove was arrested and taken to Medway Police Station last year where she became unwell. She was taken to Medway Maritime Hospital but died 4 days later. The 25-year-old's mother claims the infection led to her getting blood poisoning. The police watchdog found officers had not done anything to contribute to her death. The chairman of Tunbridge Angels has told KMFM the club is going to be introducing heart screenings for all players after a young footballer died playing for them. Junior Dean was given CPR after it happened during a friendly match at Whiteleaf earlier this month, but passed away later in hospital. Steve Churcher says it's important more sports club introduce screenings to prevent other sudden deaths.
It's not just about Tunbridge Angels anymore. It's bigger than that. We want to harness the power of non-league football to raise awareness and introduce this screening programme for anybody between 14 and 35.
The screenings will be run over 3 days early next year for every player aged between 14 and 35. And Jamie and Louise Redknapp have denied reports they'll be appearing on the next series of Strictly Come Dancing. It's after there had been suggestions the couple were in advanced talks to join the dance show.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, play's underway at Worcester as England's women face Australia in their Ashes series. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the home side featuring Kent, Charlotte Edwards and Lydia Greenway won the toss earlier and chose to field in the third one-day international. Both teams have one victory going into this match ahead of a test at Canterbury and then three T20s. A short while ago, the visitors have moved on to 133 for three. On to football now, and Roy Hodgson is questioning whether it's right for the FA to delay a decision on his future as England manager until after Euro 2016. New chief executive Martin Glenn's confirmed that Hodgson will go into next year's tournament in France with his future unresolved. He says it's for a good reason, though.
You pay for performance, and Roy understands that if we have a great Euros, that will set him up well. Yeah, I can see why it gives certainty, but I also like to have a bit of uncertainty to encourage people to go that extra yard to get results.
And Gillingham are in action again tonight as they continue to warm up for the new season. They're travelling to take on Chatham Town following a 1-1 draw with Dover Athletic at the weekend. Kick-off's at 7.45.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.